Do I know you? Have you ever asked someone that question? They look so familiar, but you're drawing a blank. I hate it when that happens. Today, so many faces are familiar, but only because we might be exposed to them through social media, YouTube, music, movies, or television. Just recently, I connected with someone that I wasn't sure I knew, so I introduced myself, and they quickly said, "Oh yeah, we're friends on Facebook." And we all know if you're friends on Facebook, then it's the real deal. Not always. We connect to so many friends, but we may not really know each other. That takes time, an actual relationship. There is recognition, but maybe no relationship outside of mutual friendships or liking pictures or posts. We recognize faces, but that may be as deep as it goes, and the recognition may not be reciprocated. For example, famous people are recognizable, especially by their fans. And if you've ever met someone famous, you feel like you know this person. There can even be deep emotional attachments you feel, but in reality, they don't know you. They often disguise themselves when they go out in public so they are not recognizable in hopes of maybe having an undisturbed dinner or maybe time with their family. With Easter weekend upon us, my thoughts have been on the disciples. They have been with Jesus for 3 years, hearing him teach, watching him perform miracles, eating together, worshiping together, traveling together. They were close. They knew his mannerisms and the tone and cadence of his voice, the way he walked and interacted with people. There was no doubt they knew Jesus well. Jesus had been crucified. It was now 3 days later. Mary and the other women saw the stone rolled away. The angels asked them the question, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Jesus' body was not there. This was the report, the breaking news of the morning. But was it fake news? Many thought so. Two disciples that obviously didn't buy it were leaving Jerusalem, traveling to Emmaus. While they walked, they were talking over everything that had happened. It had been a long, heavy weekend. I can only imagine their sorrowful hearts, confused by the news of the day, with heads hung low and expectations crushed as they walk. Then a traveler joins them. It was Jesus, but they didn't recognize him. What? The Bible says their eyes were restrained, so they didn't know him. So maybe in this time, as they are walking and talking, Jesus intentionally is incognito or has kept them from recognizing him for a purpose. Luke 24:17-19. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people." It's almost like Jesus is saying, "Hey, tell me about your day. What's been going on? Why is your heart so heavy?" He already knew the answers, yet still, in what was the longest exchange between Jesus and anyone else regarding his resurrection, he walked and talked with them, listening, and they didn't realize it was him. Jesus listens as they tell him the whole story, and then he responds. He sets them straight a bit by reminding them that this, all the events leading up to this day, this moment, was always the plan. He gives them a history lesson going all the way back to Moses. They arrive at the village, and they don't want him to leave. They urge him to stay. They sit to eat. Jesus prays, breaks the bread, and vanishes. What just happened? Jesus joins these disciples on their journey of confusion and sorrow. He listens. He reminds them of the truth. He spends time with them. Then their eyes were opened. They recognized him and their faith was strengthened as they quickly returned to Jerusalem to share what had just happened. Do you know Jesus? He loves you and wants to walk with you and comfort you and speak truth to your heart along your journey. Do you recognize him? It's one thing to dress up and go to church, dye eggs, get the new Easter family profile pic, and recognize all the things about Jesus. It's quite another thing to truly know him and have a relationship. That's the truth. Don't miss the opportunity to know Jesus. He loves you and wants more than anything to know you. I'm Lori Klein.